Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I'm Bonnie Miller, the TIPQC Maternal Quality Improvement Nursing Specialist. Today, we are excited to have Jessica Irbali join us. Jessica serves as the Director of the Collaborative Clinical Programs at the Association of Women's Health, Obstetric and Neonatal Nurses, AWON. With a strong background in perinatal high-risk critical care, she has held roles as the Perinatal Educator, Maternal Designation Critical Care Coordinator, and Surveyor of Levels of Maternal Care. Jessica's leadership is expanding to the Post-Birth Warning Signs Education Toolkit, enhancing resources for rural and critical access hospitals. It is a testament to her expertise and dedication. Her work includes developing a post-birth warning signs app, translated patient materials into 50 languages, and creating educational videos for both clinicians and patients to improve their understanding of post-birth warning signs. Jessica travels nationwide teaching AWON's obstetric patient safety program, promoting simulation-based learning in various healthcare settings. Additionally, she directs AWON's Emerging Leader Program, which provides a focused leadership development experience aimed at cultivating future nursing leaders and advancing profession. We are so honored to have you join us today. Welcome, Jessica. Tell me a little bit about you and how did you get involved in this work?
Thank you, Bonnie, and thank you, TIPQC, for having me here. It is a pleasure, and I'm super delighted to be here. My journey started actually with my birth journey. When I was 23 and pregnant with my son, I found myself lost in the healthcare system. I started prenatal care late, finally did seek it and found it, and my story wasn't always met with compassion and understanding. 2 years later, I found myself pregnant again with my daughter at 25. And now I know, back then, I was battling prenatal depression, postpartum depression, and I didn't know it at the time. And I didn't really have words to describe it. In the middle of that difficult season, something life-changing happened. During my hospital stay with my daughter, I met a nursing student, and she probably had no idea the impact that she had on me. But when I saw that she could be with somebody through their journey, I thought, I want to do that. I want to be that person one day. So a small spark turned into a calling. And I went back to school once I was able to do so, became a nurse, found my home in labor and delivery, and I fell in love with supporting high-risk pregnancies and working to reduce maternal morbidity and mortality. Along the way, I was blessed with a mentor who was a clinical nurse specialist and educator and guided me towards perinatal education and quality improvement. Eventually, I saw a position open up at AWON. I threw my hat in, took a leap of faith, and then I ended up getting the position. And then now I get to do post-birth warning signs, which directly can affect lives. So it's been a privilege working alongside passionate, like-minded people, all striving to empower nurses to support women through education, advocacy, and practice. So it's more than a job to me. It's a mission. It's my dream come true. So that's how I got here.
That sounds fantastic. And I love that because I believe as perinatal nurses that and neonatal nurses, that is our passion, is taking care of the women and babies that we meet along our way. And so I appreciate that other people have that same passion. So across Tennessee have been working on AWON for many years, working with you guys for several initiatives. That is also my passion because I believe that everything we do, we should bring in our governing bodies to help lead the way. But today we would like to focus on our post-birth warning signs. Can you tell us about the warning signs specifically the post-birth acronym. And if you could share with us how that looks to nursing and for patients.
Sure. Yes, of course. Thank you for that. So first of all, it is a post-birth is an acronym. It's an acronym that's put on the Save Your Life handout. And it's so that patients can easily access it and kind of figure out how to seek care and help. So P is for pain in your chest, which may be signs of a cardiac event. O is obstructed breathing, shortness of breath, which means that the patient may have a clot in their lung or may also be experiencing a heart issue. S for seizures, which can be eclampsia. T, thoughts of hurting yourself can be reflective of all of the postpartum mood and anxiety disorders, but specifically psychosis. And then these four signs on the flyer urges patients to seek help and call 911. Then the birth acronym, B is bleeding or soaking through one pad in an hour, blood clots the size of egg or bigger. I is the incision that is not healing. It might be red, it may be pussy. And that can be the vaginal tear, which is one of the enhancements we made because a lot of patients didn't understand what lacerations were. So vaginal tear or the cesarean section incision. And then R for redness, which can be clot in your calf or leg. It'll be warm to the touch. T, temperature 100.4 Fahrenheit or greater, or 96.8 Fahrenheit or lower. And this accompanied with fatigue, bad smelling vaginal blood, discharge. And we recognize that all infections do not have a fever. So that is why we have the 96.8. If you have that plus you're feeling fatigue, you should definitely have a conversation with your physician. And then H for headache. It's a very painful headache with or without vision changes that don't go away no matter what you do with it. And this might mean that the patient is having high blood pressure. So the birth on the flyer is divided into you need to only have one sign and you should contact your provider. If you're unable to contact your provider, then you should look for care through an emergency room.
I do like that. I find that it is very clear because we do find that our patient will question, I mean, it looks like that. And then their family may question it. Well, maybe if we just wait it out, whereas it is very spelled out and very specific. And if you even have one, let somebody know and not wait. And so that I really appreciate. Effective as July 1st in 2025, of course, all Tennessee hospitals and birthing centers must provide postpartum mothers with the information related to post-birth warning signs. TIPQC has been sharing AWON's resources across the state since 2021, including education, our handouts, magnets, and then, of course, training Tennessee providers, nurses, our patients, community workers through AWON. Tell us more about the opportunity to share AWON resources.
For sure. Thank you so much. And this speaks so near and dear to my heart. I mean, as you know, the maternal mortality in the United States at postpartum is greater than 63%. So the fact that TIPQC and Tennessee is really trying to get behind with preventing preventable death. It's great. It's wonderful. So the program has undergone several enhancements and it consists of the post-birth warning signs education course, where I'm sure you're aware of, for nurses and clinicians and healthcare professionals. And then an implementation toolkit, which has 12 components if you don't include all the magnet templates. The toolkit itself has the elements to implement and sustain. So I feel like sometimes hospitals have a difficult time sustaining, but it also has sustaining components so that this initiative stays successfully. Some of the other enhancements are the Save Your Life handout. It was updated in 2023 based on a research study where we researched 41 women in Florida, Connecticut, and New York, all who had received this education. And what we found out is that one, patients didn't know that they just needed one sign. They were waiting for their sign to get worse or to accompany another sign before getting help with, which made my jaw drop. Some of the other things that were updated was that they can make sure that the patients should know that they could have some of these complications up to 1 year. So they thought that once they hit 6 weeks, they were good. They were perfect. The other thing is from this study, we developed CLEAN in addition to the magnet. What is a CLEAN? I didn't know what a CLEAN was. A vinyl CLEAN is like a non-adhesive that adheres to clean, smooth surfaces like glass, mirrors, and refrigerators, and it can be used as a template. The reason we use this is some of the patients and the women in that study, they didn't have refrigerators that were magnetized. And so they didn't want something sticky. And they said, well, what if you have something that is reusable? So that's why we went with the Clean. The other enhancement on the Save Your Life Handa is it contains a QR code. And the QR code allows the patient, their families, to download the updated AWON-friendly mobile app, which we'll talk about later. So I don't want to spoiler alert. Then the discharge teaching guide, that I feel is gold. I think it's one of the best things about the toolkit and the education course. It's also translated in Spanish. This document provides the clinician a script, a verbatim script on how to educate patients. This is how we create standardization. That way we make sure every patient, no matter their acuity, receives the exact same message. And then finally, the final enhancement is the patient, clinician, and facing videos. The patient video briefly reviews post-birth warning signs, highlighting the cardiovascular disease, hypertension disorders of pregnancy, and perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. It also provides the patients with a number to call that HRSA line if they're suffering from anything at that moment and they need help, the 988 text number. The clinician video was created as a call to action for all healthcare clinicians to take the time to have a chat, take a seat, and save a life. The literature states that some people only get 11 minutes worth of discharge education, and that's not enough time to thoroughly review crucial education and assess understanding. So that video was made to raise awareness.
Many of your resources feature multiple language, which I also love. Can you tell me more about how to access these resources?
Absolutely. So the Save Your Life handout, which is available in 50 languages, they are available in the webpage, which is in the show notes. And all you have to do is go under Resource and Clinicians, and it's titled PDF Translation. So you go there, you can download as many as you want. The patient video is voiced over in 6 languages: Arabic, Chinese, French, Haitian, Creole, Spanish, and Vietnamese. And we also have it subtitled in Lingala, Portuguese, Somali, and Kinyarwanda. And you can find those also on the webpage under video, patient video, and those are available to download, or you can find it on the mobile app. The clinician video, which is subtitled in all 8 languages, is also available on the webpage. The one thing I did want to say is that although I'm super proud of these videos, I love them, it's important to note that the video does not substitute a nurse or a clinician giving the critical information. It's made to enhance it, enhance the education, and so are the magnets. All patients should receive the full handout, the descriptions, and most importantly, it doesn't substitute our assessment, right? Make sure that the patient and their family is understanding everything we're teaching them.
Good point. I like that. So you keep mentioning that app. It also has features of this information. So how do we get to your app? How do we find it?
Okay. So on the handout, there's the QR code. And to download the app, all you have to do is scan that QR code. Now, this is the only time, because I know there's like this war against Android and iPhone users. This is the only time that I'm going to say Androids are better than iPhone. So if you have an Android and you scan the QR code, you'll find 3 dots on the top right of their screen. Select add to home screen and it's done. For iPhone users, there's a couple of extra steps. So what I did is I provided the TIPQC with the instructions on how to do that. It'll be available on the show notes. Once you get the steps down, it's super easy to teach patients, to teach nurses on how to download the app. So I urge you to practice with each other and then work it in your workflow. The app itself is divided with 4 icons on the bottom. It's blue. One icon says home, the second icon is info, the third icon is download, and the fourth icon is video. Once the app is open on your phone, when you hit the home icon, that briefly discusses post-birth warning signs and has the English patient-facing video. The second icon, info, are frequently asked questions from patients. We got these questions from the qualitative analysis of women who experienced the post-birth warning signs education. They provided us these questions. One of the examples is, can I get any of these warning signs if I've had a normal labor and delivery process? And as you know, Bonnie, absolutely you can. And then the third icon has download. Now there is where you can download the app or the handout in any language you desire. So all 50 languages are there. Then the fourth icon video is where you'll see all the patient-facing videos in the multiple languages.
Are there any other resources that you can think of that our hospitals and patients in Tennessee would benefit from knowing about?
So if you don't mind, I'd like to share something that A1's working on releasing shortly. And I just wanted to tell you about a study that we just finished. So we'll be launching really soon the post-birth alert orange-red bracelet project. That is a mouthful. This bracelet will be a nationwide initiative. We're going to encourage postpartum patients to wear this bracelet for at least 12 weeks. I mean, in an ideal world, I would love for them to wear it for a whole year post-birth, but I'm not sure that that ask would be met, but at least 12 weeks, because we want to raise awareness with our EMS colleagues and our ED colleagues that if they see this bracelet and they have these patients triaged, that they need to start looking at them with a perinatal lens and add post-birth complications to their differential diagnosis. It'll say post-birth alert. It'll have a QR code for clinicians to see what differential diagnosis they should add. And then it'll have a section for patients to review the handout to ensure that they're seeing those signs. So one of the research studies that we recently completed, I'm super excited. We implemented the post-birth warning signs in various clinical settings. We recruited a panel of expert research nurses. So I want to say shout out to Dr. Carrie Eaton, Dr. Eileen Magri, and Dr. Catherine Hill. We implemented the program across 17 states in 23 different clinical sites. So it was maternity care deserts, critical access obstetric facilities, critical access emergency facilities, freestanding emergency departments, and high resource emergency departments. We implemented the entire program, its entirety, with all of the components because we wanted them to maintain sustainability. And what we found was amazing. Many of our ED colleagues reported being raised aware and doing earlier management of patients who come in experiencing any of the post-birth complications. They identified patients who had hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, postpartum depression, and cardiac issues. And I'm smiling right now, not because I'm happy patients are having that, but I'm just happy that the awareness was there and that they received early management rather than staying in the ED room for hours and hours. So the other thing that happened is there was like this just natural community development between some of the facilities and their connections. Like some of the site coordinators started connecting with doctor's offices, pediatricians, our lactation consultant colleagues, and other community partners to raise awareness with them so that we're all assessing our patients and we're making sure that they're not experiencing these signs. And if they are, that we guide them to seek help. So I was pretty excited to share that.
I like that you shared that because that's my passion too, is to make sure that everyone is aware of how we need to pay attention to all of these signs and not just think, well, that's probably XYZ, fill in the blank kind of thing. And for us to be very supportive of our moms who take on a huge task of taking care of their baby and family and stuff. And so absolutely appreciate that. And I want our EDs to be able to see that and recognize it, just like any life alert kind of thing, not like that. So, well, I want to thank you for talking with me today. I want to thank you for providing us more insight on the post-birth warning signs and all of the things that A1 is doing. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I wanted to add one thing to what you're saying about moms who are doing so many things and are feeling overwhelmed. And I think that you brought up a good point in that sometimes for a mom to actually go get help or a person who has just received a loss takes a lot out of them. They don't want to believe that they're having these warning signs. So for them to even come means that they had to try to, because as patients, as you know, we try to normalize our symptoms. We don't want to believe that it's happening to us. So when you have a patient coming and they're experiencing these warning signs, just be compassionate to them is the message. It takes a lot for them to leave their baby or leave their comfort to have to come and ask for help. And they're coming because they're really feeling poorly. I would be remiss if I didn't thank Merck for Mothers and their grant support for helping us enhance this program, helping us with our research. They didn't have any influence in the research or the program, but just their support was just so appreciative. And then my heartfelt gratitude for all of the researchers. There's a lot of research scientists that were involved in this work from its release, its early inception in 2015 until now. And then, of course, all of the perinatal quality collaboratives that have embraced our programs. I love working with perinatal quality collaboratives, especially Brenda and you, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having us. And then all of the healthcare teams that make our patients safe and promote maternal outcomes, good maternal outcomes.
Thank you, Jessica, for taking the time out of your day. And thank you for letting us be a part of all the good things that are happening across the state.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.